Californians don't usually vote for tax increases. In the past decade, they've defeated 10 tax hike measures and approved just one. But Proposition 30's chances for November are looking good, and advocates turned up outside the LA County Board of Supervisors meeting today to urge the group to throw its support behind the measure. The theme of today's gathering? Saving the Californian Dream. A dream that Community Coalition President Marquise Harris Dawson says is currently on life support.
And without this injection of oxygen, without this injection of resources, we fear that the California Dream as we know it will die.
Tax the rich seemed to be Prop 30's unofficial tagline today.
Come on, tax the rich!
Here's Rick Jacobs, chair of the Courage Campaign, who organized today's event.
It actually gives an opportunity for those who can afford to pay a little bit more to give everyone else the opportunity to start over again.
Proposition 30 would raise California's sales tax by 3.5% and increase income taxes on Californians earning more than $250,000. Revenues would be used to balance the state budget and indirectly fund schools. Rival measure Prop 38 would raise income taxes on most Californians, and the tax revenue would be used exclusively to fund schools, pay down state debts, and to pay for early care and education programs. Prop 38 strategist Nathan Ballard says Prop 38's education earmarks make it the superior measure.
If you want to send money directly to your local public school, then Prop 38 is for you. If you want to send money back to Sacramento, then Prop 30 is for you.
A USC Dornsife LA Times poll from 2 weeks ago showed public support for Prop 30 at 54%. The same poll found support for Prop 38 at 34%. 4 weeks away from Election Day, both sides are making as much noise as they can.
Make some noise!
Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.